Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay is still in the snow-covered mountains of North Carolina. Now, she always acts like she's from Appalachia. You know.
Does she?
Do I?
So now she's actually there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The country side of me or the... My personality, yeah, like
just
what,
the whole, you just, if somebody met you outside of the state of North Carolina, they'd say she's got to be from Appalachia.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a snow bunny.
You're an Appalachian girl, yeah. Even though you were not born and raised there.
I don't know if I should say thank you or.
In other words, I'm saying you act like a hillbilly is what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I get it.
You ever seen These Hills Have Eyes or whatever that's called?
Or Deliverance.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding.
No, she looks very fashionable.
Oh, right? Yeah, she's always.
You should see my ski outfit.
I want to see it. Make sure you tag the show so we can post that.
I will.
Yeah. And I don't even think you're going to need it. Because if you're sitting up there in that lodge and the place that you're going to be doing all the skiing and tubing and everything, I know that lodge, and you are going to be hot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They got fireplaces going and heat, you know, especially if it's going to be as cold outside as you said, like 2 degrees or something.
Well, I am going down the slope one time.
Yeah.
So I got to wear something warm, but then maybe I'll layer it up, you know.
And by the time you climb back up there and get in that place and the people are going to be jammed in there, it's going to be crowded. So body heat going, fireplace, and you're probably going to need a warm bev.
And with that natural deodorant I got, things aren't looking good.
Yeah, you don't need to be wearing that natural deodorant today. Because you're going to be sweating in those wind clothes. So you got a ski bib or is it pants and a jacket?
Pants and a Q-top. They match. Oh, okay. And then the jacket and a hat and a glove.
Cute.
So
did you buy that just for this trip or did you already have it?
Maybe. No, I already had it.
Yeah. Just add that to the expensive, you know, day.
Exactly.
Tickets for the whole thing.
She had the outfit already, Kyle. Relax.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, he's staying in like near me. So I'm like, yeah, I already had it. We go skiing all the time.
Had it for years.
Yeah. I'm surprised it even fits because, I mean, I was 11 when we got it.
So long.
Oh, it's so skinny.
So yesterday we found out that the Tech D Rob is taking a big fun trip somewhere. And Riggins and I found out before Lindsay did. So we loved being able to tell Lindsay all about it and get her response, her natural reaction the second she heard where Rob was going for a big party weekend. So we're going to let you hear that. That's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
On yesterday's show, we found out that the Tech D Rob is going for a big party weekend in the partiest place in U.S. America. And we were shocked that he would be going to this place. But then when we told Lindsay where he was going, that's when the fun really ensued. Today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, a minute ago when you were working on your coffee and you had your earbuds out, we were just chatting it up with Rob off the air, and come to find out he may be planning a big party trip to Vegas. Can you picture Rob in Vegas living it up with his friends?
I don't even – I'm flabbergasted. That's a good word. I don't know what to say about it.
So, Tech D Rob, what made you decide – Mr. Don't like the heat, Mr. Don't go outside. What made you decide that you wanted to go party it up in Vegas with your friends?
All right, July 25th through the 27th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas.
Oh, bougie, huh?
Is the Star Wars Unlimited Galactic Championship for the card game.
You blew it. You blew it, Rob. You just blew it. I was with you, Venetian, June, July, whatever. I was with you. Now I'm not with you.
So it's that card game that he's good at that he competes in those tournaments, though, Lindsay. You could probably win money with this, right, Rob? Are they having big prize money?
Yeah, there's prize money, and there's exclusive things that I could probably sell afterward as well.
Yeah, probably win trips and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sell a lot of things in this world, like your body, and it's not, it's frowned upon. So, I mean, it's the same thing, you know?
What we ought to do, if Lindsay didn't have those pesky kids, if she was still young like she was when she was on the show before, she could go, we could send her out there with him.
Yes, be like a correspondent from the Galactic Championships.
Okay, I still can go. Mama's got her groove back. I still can go.
She's like, wait. Let's not rush to any judgment. I can get rid of those kids.
Y'all know I love Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't want to do what he's doing, obviously. Yeah,
but that's what you'd be doing. You'd have to be, you know, monitoring him. And it would probably be worse for him than it would be for you, because you'd be hassling him the whole time.
Okay, sure. My question is, are you staying at the Venetian or are you staying somewhere else?
Absolutely cannot stay at the Venetian. It's way too expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive, yeah.
Okay.
But you haven't decided where y'all are going to stay yet.
No, not yet. And even if we're going at all, is it? Right, we're figuring out logistics now. We're trying to figure it out.
So he's going to have to get out in the heat a little bit.
Yeah, to get to and from the hotel. And those are long walks between casinos and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot in the summer. Hot. Desert hot.
We got to work on this. That's a great idea. Send Lindsay out to monitor and report back, and he would be infuriated.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't invite her.
She's like, play the blue one. Move the red one.
She would be going out into the casino and finding women to bring over and introduce to him while he's trying to play his Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Rob, she's like, nice.
This is $1,000? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. We got to work on this.
Yeah, so we'll get that going.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's a picture going viral of a bride at her wedding that was a no kids allowed wedding. And the photo is her reaction when a kid starts crying in the pews of the church. And this is what the photo looks like. It focuses in on her face as she hears this kid yelling out during a no kids allowed wedding. And she's looking irritated.
Yeah.
And totally not focusing on her groom, even though they're holding hands and it looks like he's reading his vows to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's distracted by the kid crying.
Have you seen the video?
I have not.
The kid is making a big ruckus, and the parents should have already had taken the kid out to the front of the church, but still.
And this is one of those situations where I think two things can be true. The parent should have taken the kid out when it started crying, without question. What I believe is also true, I think it's disgusting to have a no kids wedding. I'll say, I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for that.
A lot of people feel that way.
I think it's awful. Mm-hmm. It's the most important celebration you can have as an adult is to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And to exclude anybody, I think is you've lost the meaning of a wedding, to me personally. And I know I'm
with you.
I think it's awful.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And I don't think you're as far out on your own as you think, Riggins, because, but the thing is that it's these people's wedding, and if they had the rule, and I had kids, and I was like, I don't agree with that rule or whatever, I wouldn't take my kid.
I wouldn't
go.
Yeah,
I would. If it got down to it, I would say, okay, well, then I'm sorry. I mean, you would do that, too. You'd say, well, my kid can't come, then I'm not coming either.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's just not for us. Good luck. We'll send you the gift, whatever.
We'll catch up another time at a different event or something.
But I think too many people focus on the wedding being a celebration of just me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a wedding is supposed to be a celebration of what gift God has given us by bringing these people together, and that they're going to build this love and family and all. And the more the merrier. If you really want somebody at your wedding to help celebrate it, you would want as many people as possible, and you would want kids to witness what marriage is and what a wedding is. And we're all in the same family, and you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the whole message. When you have kids there, mm-hmm. a display of love and a display from other families that you're starting in front of the mm-hmm. group.
And the kids, parents, they're all going to go home before the fun really starts at the reception. So you'll be all
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Good
point. You got to get them home.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, this is not going to sit well with a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you, Riggins.
Okay.
They've done a survey here for, yesterday being National Love Your Pet Day. And part of the research that they've gotten back says that 20% of people that they surveyed, 20%, said that their dogs know them better than their friends and family. My dog knows me better than any of my friends or my family.
He knows me better.
Which I'm going to go on record now as saying, you're stupid.
I was waiting.
There's no way that's true. No way that's true. You're just saying something to be saying something.
Yeah, that kind of rings.
You got some kind of hang up. You know, usually it's like, well, dogs have been so much better to me than people have. People suck, but dogs have always been. Okay, well, those are hang ups that you have personally with people. If you're saying that your dog knows you better than your family and friends, it's because you've got some kind of a beef with your friends and family.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that your dog knows you better. It's just that you're just lashing out to say that you don't like the way they treat you, maybe, or they don't, that you don't like the way they're doing this or that. But there's no way your dog knows you, no way an animal knows you better than your friends and family. If you think that you listen to this now and you're thinking, yes, my dog knows me better. When you call your dog into the room right now, and when the dog gets in there, say, hey, when's my birthday?
Yeah.
Tell me when my birthday is. No. Tell me what my favorite meal is.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Where's my favorite restaurant? Yeah. What size shoe am I? Come on,
exactly.
Boy.
Exactly.
You can say it. What size shoe am I?
What's my name?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know your name.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I understand what they're trying to go for. But no, that just doesn't work because dogs don't know you better.
They don't.
Yeah, they love and if you. They were, if they were trying to say they know, like when you're sad or when you're happy, you know,
maybe.
Not like knowledge. You're saying it like they know details, you know, information.
But even at that, they know that you. Let's say you come in and you've just been to visit your parents, and you find out that your mom has MS. And you get home. Your dog may know that something's wrong with you, but he's not going to know that you just found out that you have a sick relative, that somebody is sick in your family.
Maybe not, but it's something they can set. They can feel.
They have senses and all that. But to say that they know you better than your family knows you is just dumb.
Dramatic.
It's so dumb. Come on, girl. Tell me where I got this scar. How did I get this scar? Tell me.
Yeah, I wish my dog knew my Wi-Fi password because that would be helpful.
Yeah,
yeah. That
then your dog would know my Wi-Fi password.
Exactly.
Like, tell TJ what his Wi-Fi password is.
Let me ask Brian how to get into your Gmail. Yeah, it's just silly.
What color car do I want? What's my next vehicle going to be? Come on.
Or to get the shirt.
You know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I got me a date today. I forgot to tell you all that. I got a date.
What?
With my treasure. My treasure and I are going out to lunch today.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
A little post-Valentine's Day. Where are y'all
going? I don't know, Lynn, but I think, it's so cold.
Don't tell me. French onion soup.
Oh, my God. That's just going to touch my soul. I'm just going to warm my soul some French onion soup.
I thought the next time you were going to go, you were going to bring me some, and now I'm not in town, and now I'm just upset.
I need to make some is what I need to do. But Jody doesn't like for the house to smell like onions.
Well,
so pretty much nothing I cook, I don't cook anything that doesn't have onions in it pretty much. So,
yeah.
Lindsay is still in the mountains because she's on her big family tubing weekend, taking the kids tubing up in the mountains of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Riggins was talking about how expensive the tickets were and all that. But I just want to say, I don't think that's normal for the tickets to be so super expensive. I don't want that business to be thinking that we're bad mouthing them or trying to tell people not to go there because they're good. I've been there many times.
Yeah.
But you got that many tickets you're buying, it gets kind of expensive. But yesterday you were saying that you were going to have to go down at least one time because of how expensive the tickets were and you didn't want to waste it. But just before we came on the air this morning, what did you say? You're not even going now?
Well, it had been in talks that we weren't sure we were going to go because it is so cold that we can't even go outside. Like, even in our snow gear, it's freezing. And you know it's cold because we're over, like, the Appalachian Ski Resort or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Slopes. And nobody was on them the first day we got here, Thursday or Friday.
Which is odd because they've gotten a lot of what they call fresh powder.
Yeah,
they got a lot of fresh powder up there, and so people normally would be going nuts. You'd have to be waiting in line a long time to get up there and ski.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
well, and we just picked the wrong weekend, obviously, but we didn't know.
So you can't. They don't have a rain check, like a cold check kind of thing. If it's too cold, you can't come back. They just say, "Hey, that's what do you expect? You're coming over here for winter activities." Yeah.
Right. And we might, it's 30 minutes from where we're staying. So we might go and just see, just because we have the tickets, just to see, but we might have to just turn around and come right back. So.
But you got an almost 5-year old and a just turned 3-year old shut up in a house for however many days y'all are going to be there. That is not good.
It hasn't been good. It's not been good. Look at me. It's not been good. I had to go out and get some medication yesterday. And I mean, we almost died going down this mountain. And I'm not kidding. Like, I got it. So they have a delivery service where I got it from, like CVS, has a delivery service.
Yeah.
Well, they're equipped for occasions as such, right?
Yeah.
They canceled on me 3 times. And so finally, Kyle was like, get in the car. We're going. I was like, I don't feel good about it. He's like, get in the car. We're going. So I got in the car. I'm like, I'm the worst person to be in this car right now. You go pick it. I'm screaming the whole way down.
I know. There's no way I would have, if I were him, I would have said, come with me to get that. I would have said, I'm going to pick this up.
Yeah.
Who wants to go with me? Dad or father-in-law? Which one of y'all wants to go with me, if not both?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we're less than an hour away from the Riggins Weekend Review song. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for all.
So exciting.
Riggins, have you ever been in a dumpster?
Fabulous question, TJ. I don't think I have.
You've never been inside of a dumpster?
I don't think so.
Okay. because, you know, people now, they'll say there's so many, you know, dumpster diving is not just for the homeless anymore, you know.
Is that what they're
saying? Yeah. Dumpster diving, it's not just for the homeless. But I saw a story in the New York Postie that said that this couple that that found all of their nice, well, they said nice, but their nice living room furniture dumpster diving.
Yeah, okay.
So
sure.
I just don't know. I mean, it would have to be where I wouldn't, I mean, I could just reach into the dumpster and get, I could see what it is, and I would have to recognize this is something really good and just pull it out of there.
Yeah. Right. Even on at top. That.
Yeah. So the question is, Lindsay, if you were walking past a dumpster and you saw it, say, let's say it's half full and you just kind of glanced in there and there is a brand new, must have been accidentally thrown away, Chanel bag. Would you go in and get it?
Yes.
You would.
The answer is yes. Yes. I would take my cute shoes off, roll my sleeves up, jump in that dumpster.
Yeah, because this would, you wouldn't be able to just reach in and grab. You'd have to actually get in the dumpster.
Because I couldn't leave the scene because somebody might beat me to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd go home and like put on some gear. You know, yeah, what
get
I
a
mean?
Stick. Yeah.
Exactly.
You get a grabber something. Or something. Is there anything, Riggins, that would make you get inside a dumpster to retrieve it?
Yeah, I would go in for like my childhood stuffed animal. If I saw
if Pan Pan was in there,
he ended up in the garbage. I'd go retrieve him. I'd go get him out.
Obviously,
but something new that it just costs a lot of money. Yeah, I'd probably still, if it was like a new iPhone or something in the box, I'd go diving for that.
You would?
Sure.
But the risk I'm taking is that it's fake. That's the risk.
No,
I'm taking.
You'd be able to recognize that. Oh, you would do it if you didn't know for sure that it were real. See, I was going to say that, you know, it's real. Would you go in and get it? But you would just go in at, even if you thought it might be fake.
Yeah. Wow. Just to check out the scene.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I think that, if it were something important to someone else, I would have somebody that I love, not just some, you know, Joe Schmo, but somebody that I care about. If something important to them were in the dumpster, I would jump in there and get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go into a Port-a-John probably to get something for somebody else.
Sure.
Cause that's the kind of selfless SOB I am.
You know? That's you.
But, I don't know. I just pictured that thing smelling like hot garbage.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that, and milk and
all the worst. Oh. Sour. There's an overwhelming sour smell in there.
Yeah, but your purse, Lindsay, would be in a bag, in a plastic bag, so it wouldn't have touched any of that. So you're going.
Thank goodness.
In. So that's a good question to throw around your work today.
Yeah.
Find out who is a snob and who's not.
That's what we learned. Who's a snob?
But you'd still have to fumigate it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Air it out, the whole thing.
But who am I kidding? I'd probably go in for a half-eaten banana if I was hungry. I need a snack.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Super weird Jessica Simpson trending this morning because she's got in a new interview done by her sister, Ashley.
Yeah.
And Jessica Simpson tells this really weird story about Prince. So Prince is also trending. Jessica Simpson says in her heyday, after she broke up with Nick Lachey, Prince invited her up to, what did he call that house in Minnesota?
Paisley Park.
Paisley Park. And said, she said, I walk in and Prince is standing there in his little outfit. And he said, I want to show you something, Jessica. She's like, what? Takes her by the hand, leads her over to the mantle. And it's a picture of just her smile in a frame on the mantle. And he says something along the lines of, if we're talking about Jehovah's Witnesses or Baptists, I just want you to know that God is in that smile. And don't let any man take that smile away from you. She was like, it was really weird.
Why is she going up there, though?
I don't know. She said it was for some sort of Grammys after party.
It wasn't just her going up to visit him?
No. Okay. She said there were other artists walking around with their Grammys, but that's in Minnesota or something. It's probably far away from the Grammys.
Yeah, Minneapolis,
But yeah, he like walks her over to a picture of her smile. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean.
So weird.
Prince was always bad to, he thought it was funny to grab me in my privates.
What?
Yeah. He did. I'd say, Prince, stop. And he'd be like, it's funny.
I didn't know.
Okay, whatever, yeah. Prince. Yeah, like Prince was a well-known prankster, crotch grabber.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Adding to the Prince mythos out there. I don't know what to make of that story. James Bond is trending this morning because Amazon announced that MGM and Amazon are going to be taking over the rights to all the upcoming James Bond movies. Mm. And so they're going to relaunch the whole franchise. Daniel Craig is done as James Bond. He did 5 or 6 of them. Was the best James Bond, hands down.
He was. I've never 100%. Seen any of them, but I do know that after seeing his performance where he had to have a Southern accent, that his acting is way beyond what a James Bond movie would be.
What was he? In the what was that movie? The Clue movie.
Yeah,
the
crime movie? It was a mystery with the family who killed, you know, whatever. The possibly one of the worst Southern accents I've ever heard in my life.
Bad? I don't even.
Yeah,
remember.
Was it Knives Out?
Knives Out. That was it.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Detective Beauregard.
That's right.
Like, come on,
terrible.
Well, luckily James Bond was sort of a. He was sort of a mellow, kind of one-note character, at least when he played.
I like Pierce, personally. Yeah,
Pierce Brosnan was great. He had the good look, and Sean Connery, obviously, one of the best.
I remember I watched Pierce Brosnan almost die in a restaurant one time. He was choking on a shrimp. Yeah. And come to find out, it was because he can't eat spicy food, and somebody had put so much spice on the shrimp that he was eating. He got choked, and they had to put the Heimlich on him.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. I saw it back in the early 90s.
Okay.
And there was Robin Williams was there dressed as an old lady.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is also from a movie. Wait a minute. Are all these stories fake that you've just seen from movies?
No, Prince really did do that.
Prince actually did do that.
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
But that was a scene from Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love that movie.
There's a woman who has done something crazy for the kids of her children's soccer team, and she's getting all kinds of blowback on the internet. I think you're going to love it. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's a woman on the internet that's catching all kinds of grief from other moms and people even without kids. She's got a couple kids on a soccer team. And she wrote this email to all the other parents of kids on her kids' soccer team. She said, my son Noah is gluten-free, and I'm very whole food focused. No dyes, high fructose corn syrups, ingredients that we can't pronounce or determine where in nature they come from. And as a dietitian with a focus in functional medicine, we would love to see a focus on foods that support our kids' growing bodies with the least toxicity possible. But I also know I'm a weird, crunchy mom, and I'll always have a backup snack for my own child just in case. Please do let us all know if your kid has any allergies or restrictions. Here are some real food snack ideas that you're welcome to borrow from. Just unsolicited, sends this out to all the parents. Uh-huh. And then she puts on this list, lesser evil popcorn, string cheese, Chomps beef sticks, That's It bars, Honest Kid juice boxes. So all these sort of suggestions about what they could be providing that's not as quote unquote toxic as some of the regular snacks parents bring.
You know what the problem is?
What?
Is that whenever the world changed to where every kid had to be provided a snack after a sporting event from a community, a communal thing where you bring the snacks for this and snacks for that. Go feed the kid before the game.
Why is this?
After the game. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Unless the team's going out together to eat Dairy Queen or something.
Yeah.
Go feed your kid.
Why is this snack time all of a sudden every time we have to have a sporting event? Yeah.
Every little soccer game is not like a birthday party. You know, they don't need to have, party favors.
Yeah. Right. Well, the reaction was swift and not on the woman's side. The top response, I don't understand why you make the point to avoid ingredients you can't pronounce. That seems like a personal problem with English. I mean, specifically scientific words. There's plenty of natural ingredients that are hard to say. You ever heard of a banana? There's a lot of N's in there.
And if she's a nutritionist and all, she should be able to pronounce all of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With a focus on functional nutrition. So I know it is tough dealing with parents and kids with allergies. Lindsay, I'm sure you're in like the thick of that with two kids under, you know, five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. They're same thing. You know, parents are always saying, don't bring whatever snack, you know.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Jesse. Tell you a little story about Jesse. Jesse was a fellow that I grew up with from kindergarten on. Jesse was allergic to milk back before they had a name for it called lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. And what do they give you at school to drink with your meals? Milk. And they used to not have any options. It was white milk, chocolate milk. Those were your choices at school. Jesse was allergic to milk. And guess what Jesse did? He didn't drink his milk. And he would give it to other people that they may have wanted. Hey, who gets Jesse's milk today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse's mama didn't write up there and say, stop giving all the other kids milk.
Right.
This is Jesse's deal.
Yeah, Jesse knew how to handle it.
Exactly. Yeah. But everybody was responsible for their individual kids, what they were eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, good old days.
No high fructose corn syrups, unfortunately. Those kids are like, darn it.
Yeah, and I get it. That's the way you want to just say, I'm going to tell your kid, I'm good. I don't want that. Thank you. I'm fine. No, thank you. And then go give them, birdseed bread if you want when you get in the car. Mm-hmm. Take Bobby Parrish to the games with you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.